This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9.
It is time for celebration because the celebration I would like to share with everyone is a celebration I have recently discovered a way that all of us can save money because all of us, everybody needs a holiday.
Yes.
Everybody needs to go and relax.
That's right. You need those stress-free moments. You know, you need to really escape for a second.
And just hit reset on everything.
That's it. You know.
But also, we were just discussing that it can get expensive to travel overseas,
to travel
anywhere.
It is. And I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, within your own country, in your own country, it's so expensive.
It can
become
very expensive.
That's right. I know what you're saying.
I've thought of a strategy. And I've been using it myself and, you know, can say that it's been working.
Really?
It's solved all my problems. The thing that I'd love to do is I'd love to go overseas and have the trip, you know, experience everything.
Of course, you know, you check yourself into a hotel.
But again, the money is way too much. Yeah. So the way I get around it is I just make my room, my bedroom, look like a hotel room.
Oh, wow.
That's all I do.
That's a good idea. So how do you actually
make
it happen?
I took out all of like the knickknacks or everything that makes it personally my room, you know? So it just looks like a plain room.
The bookshelf you take out.
Bookshelf, all the photos, all of
the posters.
Everything that, you know, you'd identify with me and in my room.
Mm-hmm.
I removed it, took it all out.
Wow.
You would have seen me in the house getting rid of everything.
I saw there was a lot of moving people.
It's been elaborate.
It's crazy.
But what I've done is, you know, you've just got your empty, you got your bedside table there, and it's got the Bible in there. It's got heaps of blank spots, heaps of blank drawers for everything. I've set up my own compendium.
Oh, wow. Like just in a hotel room, you know, like tells you. Yeah.
Yeah. It's got all my local happenings, you know,
saying what time breakfast is.
Check in, check out.
Letting me know the rules, you know, what time lockout is.
No running at the pool sort of thing.
You know, it's a non-smoking room as well. Like all the little things. Yeah. But they're the rules I've set.
It's your room.
I've got brochures of local events.
Right.
That I can get up to.
That's fantastic.
Because that's what a hotel would do. Mm. And you want to get the full experience of being on holiday.
Right.
Chocolate on your pillow.
Yeah, you know, sometimes room service interrupts you, at inconvenient times. But what can you do?
Do you put the do not disturb sign up?
Yeah. Okay. When it's available. When it's available.
Do you get valet parking, though, which is an interesting question?
No, that's of an extra.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's...
What hotels are you staying at?
Down here at Laugh Out Proud.
It is getting expensive, that's why.
Yeah. We only get the top suites.
Well,
the honeymoon suite, usually.
The thing that I've found when I've gone on holidays over the years is that, you know, it's a good hotel when it's got a doorman. It's got someone greeting you at the door. So I thought, why not put that at my hotel, which is my bedroom? So
that's a good idea.
I've put a doorman there.
Wow.
So he's available, you know, when I go on my trips.
It's sounding all a bit elaborate, all right? I'll be honest.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, look, you've got a doorman.
Correct.
You've got you move. Yeah, I mean, you see everyone moving all the time. I'm seeing all these people.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Because
sometimes you have different ideas for holidays. You know, sometimes you want to go to the beach. Sometimes you might want to go skiing.
How much was your initial figure for the holiday? This holiday that you were going to go on?
Well, ideally, I thought I should go on a trip, but it was clocking in at a couple grand.
I
was looking at spending maybe like $2,000-$3,000.
That's a lot of money
on this trip.
Yeah.
And I don't have that money right now.
No. Who has
especially,
that money?
You know, to just lay it all at once on a holiday.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit in the red financially. Right
really?
Now.
Because how much is... Okay, so the holiday was, $2,000 or $3,000 or whatever.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. You haven't spent that money. But, okay, so you said that this room holiday hotel room was cheaper. How much are you talking about? How much cheaper is it?
Well, I have... You know, I've been getting a bit fancy with it. You know, different. I want different themes hotels. So, like, I had a beach one the other week.
Really?
Which was nice. I had a beach getaway, making the room look like a beach.
Wow.
I went to the snow the other week. Very expensive.
Really?
So, it's... especially... And the doorman.
Oh, yeah.
Has been clocking it all up.
That's... That's, I mean, you know, you have to employ someone right now.
And
so, I mean,
and he complained, so his rates have gone up. Right. So it's really not looking great.
Oh,
it's
really not looking great. Really? How much are you spending just alone on the doorman?
The doorman himself, well, annually, right, at least 60K, 68K.
He's
doing all right. He's doing all right.
He sounds like he's doing better than you, to be honest with you. What?
Well, I mean, you know, it's all right.
You're in the red. Yeah. That's what you're telling us.
A little bit. I'm in trouble. I'm in some strife.
All right.
I'm in some strife.
Wow, okay.
Looks like someone's at the door.
The door. Doorman.
That's my doorman. Hey, Gary is here. I don't know what he's doing here on level 9. I don't know how he got all the way up here.
You haven't paid me in a long time, mate.
I beg you. What?
You haven't paid me. I want the money from right now.
Oh, no.
All right. It looks like Z has had an unfortunate little mishap there with the door. Look, he, you know, union rights. You know what I mean? You gotta really be on top of it.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.